With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, back now with the Amesbury High School football coach, Colin McQueen. And coach, first of all, congratulations on your win over the weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Good to be back again.
All right, let's talk about that game against Pentucket. You guys, 22-0. Tell me a little bit about it, please.
Yeah, I think it was another game where we felt that if we came out and we started fast, we would be able to be in control of the game. And if we possess the ball, don't turn the ball over, we generally give ourselves a good chance. And it was another one of those days. We played really strong defense, starting with a defensive three and out, and then going down the field and scoring and converting the 2-point as well, put us in a great position to be in control all day. And I think our kids did a pretty excellent job of doing that, maintaining that control.
All right, you want to name a couple of standouts, please, on offense and defense?
Yeah, I think, offensively, we actually threw the ball really well. Traditionally, we don't throw it very much. We throw it when we have to. And Drew McDonald, I think he was like 7 for 10 with 123 through the air.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't really do it on any big chunk plays. Just hit the open guys and people were able to turn up field and get what they could get. But I thought he did a great job of running the offense as he's done all year. He hit the ball very well, and he found open guys and was patient with things. So he had an excellent game. All three of our starting running backs, Donovan, had another great day. Brady Dorr was our leading rusher on the day, had close to 80 yards on the ground and a touchdown. And JT Tilton also had a good day running the ball. They blocked for each other very well. And then I was very happy we were able to get a lot of different guys. I think we had maybe 11 or 12 different ball carriers, in the game. I would have to check the statistics on that. But all of our guys who haven't really gotten time, throughout the year were able to get in at the end of that game on the final drive and each of them got at least a touch, and got positive yards and were able to move the ball and had fun doing it. So. It was a great team win for us.
You know, Coach Ingram always told me that when you're able to get your reserves in to a game, it makes practices that much more spirited, because those kids who are not playing they see the benefits of their hard work. Plus, it pays off for next year when they get a little bit older.
Yeah, it was good because this is a year where, with not mixing the JV and varsity, some of those kids who were able to get on the field are kids who would have been, every snap guys at the JV level if we were able to mix programs, but we were being careful. As a result, they didn't probably get as many snaps in game action this year as we would have liked in a regular year. But they took every advantage of it on Saturday. They played really well. And the thing that excites me the most is seeing, how spirited, how excited our sideline was, when those kids got in. And when they executed what they know how to do and what they practice every day. So that was cool.
Well, I feel bad that Newburyport has had to shut down. With so many people being vaccinated, it would just seem like, boy, we're ready to sail, free here, but, it has happened and it sucks, but, your normal, is that your Thanksgiving Day opponent usually?
It is, yeah.
All right. So we're not going to have Thanksgiving this weekend, but, you guys did manage a game. So tell me about that.
We did, yeah, and it was one of these things where we found out as a coaching staff, it didn't go public until Saturday. They were kind enough to say, hey, we don't want to distract from you guys in your game on Saturday. And I was able to talk with Coach Smolski on Sunday afternoon as well, catch up with him. We feel bad for those guys not being able to finish their season. But as I told you last time we spoke and to everyone who's talked to me about it, it's a very fragile situation. We've all known that throughout. And you play every play like it's your last, and it means a little bit, it's even more true in this season than ever. But, we were able to make some calls and we found a team, coming out of the dual county that just played in their league championship last week, or this week against, Lincoln Sudbury. And it's a very good team. Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin. We're excited to have them come to town. They agreed to come to us and play on Saturday at 1. So we're very, very excited about that matchup. I believe their quarterback is also going to be a teammate of our guy Donovan next year at Stonehill. Both of them will be attending there together. So that'll be a cool little storyline, cool matchup for those guys. But we're just excited to have a great opponent, come in here. they look offensively like they can, they sling it all over the field, and they're a very high powered offense. So, we're excited to just, you know, go up against some great athletes and see where our ceiling is defensively, really, you know, cause right now we're playing some really good defense, and we want to challenge ourselves and see what we can do, you know.
Yeah, I think Max Cirillo in the Newburyport Daily News mentioned you guys have three straight shutouts, and, you know, you didn't mention, we skipped over the defense, so, give me a couple of guys key on defense for you, please, coach.
Yeah, I mean, it always starts with the guys inside, and, if you can stop the run game, and then, you know, obviously establish the run ourselves, and then win the turnover battle, that's the equation we always talk about, and, so it starts with our three guys in the middle defensively, and that's, you know, the two seniors playing D tackle, Jared Schwint and Casey Pertzall, they're some of the best around. And then Big Tony D'Arcangelo in the middle. He's a great two gap nose. He's big. He eats up blockers and oftentimes ends up taking on like triple teams in the middle. And it clears things up for our linebackers. You know, with Zellen out now with an ACL, he went down in, against North Reading. You know, Derek Kucher, he's been a staple in the middle of our defense at linebacker. Next to him this week was Chip Kelly, who slid into that starting role, and he's done a great job for us. And, you know, the other guys that rotate in behind him, Kyle Height slid over to give us some more depth there, and he's looking great there. And Tyler Mazzaglia, another guy, plays inside for us. You know, so it really, I would say that front five, that group of our interior guys stopped the run, very well. And then on the edge, they weren't really able to get much run game on the edge on us, because again the great play of Kyle Donovan and Nick Martin on the edge, and our secondary, you know, I believe they only completed two passes and they were both middle screens.
Mm-hmm.
So our secondary did a pretty good job to not allow them to get any open looks as well.
Sounds like a complete game film here that you're going to be able to point out some good things down the road. That's awesome. And coach, I'm guessing you're going to be treating this game coming up as a championship or playoff type game.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, that's exactly what we told our guys. We said in the locker room, once we broke the news to them, they were obviously bummed to not have their rivalry game. That one means a lot to the community and to our guys, but, you know, they immediately, you know, their brains work the same way as mine. And they started shouting out schools that they wanted a piece of, and it's all the best of the best. And I'm like,
okay,
Listen, we'll make some phone calls and we'll see what we can get, and we'll try to get a great team to come in here and play us. And going up to, you know, playing a school that's out of Division II, I believe, you know, I think they have upwards, you know, close to 2,000 kids probably in their school. You know, that's something where we look at it on paper and we say, you know, should we be able to play with those guys? A lot of people might say on paper no, but you know, you put 11 on the field, and our kids love to compete. And again, we want to kind of find where our ceiling is, because without a state tournament, we're not able to compare ourselves to past teams and see how deep we were able to go. You know, so we really wanted to find someone who would challenge us, and they seem to be a great program with some great athletes. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
One final question, Colin. I don't think we've ever had a week off where the kids could practice. Now, you guys are allowed to practice during this week, yes?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Of course we are.
All right.
It's game week. We gotta do it.
Well, I know, but where there's no school, that's why I was wondering. So, you know, get a little extra time in maybe with these guys?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, I told you I'm a teacher. I teach up in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I don't have education until next week. Well, and either way, we would be on our regular schedule.
Yep.
Cause we're creatures of habit, and that's what it is. And when football is the only thing you have to focus on throughout the day, you don't have to worry about getting through a day of classes and then getting to practice. Hopefully we can be even sharper than we normally are, but it'll be business as usual for us. You know, we'll get through our practice, you know, we'll get through our film sessions, we'll study and we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
I'm looking forward to that. And coach, I want to give you a call next week to sort of review the season if we could.
That sounds great. Yeah, I look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you very much,
we'll
Matt.
Some good results.
Absolutely. Have a great week and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, coach. Take care. Bye bye. That is Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.